Didsbury, 2 weeks after council officially sanctioned Councillor Joyce McCoy, removing her from all committees, boards and other external appointments, it has redistributed her council assignments to other council members. The move came by way of motion at the March 28 council meeting, held in person and on YouTube. Mayor Rhonda Hunter, Deputy Mayor Kurt Angle, and Councillors Bill Windsor, Ethan Williams, Dorothy Moore and John Baswick voted in favor of a council assignment amendment motion. Councillor McCoy voted against the motion. Following the March 28 meeting, McCoy was asked by the Alberton if she had any comment. She said no. McCoy's previous council-appointed assignments included being on the Municipal Planning Commission, Mountain View Regional Waste Management Commission, Parkland Regional Library, Central Alberta Economic Development Partnership, the Strategic Planning Committee, and the Policy and Governance Committee. On March 14, council carried a motion approving sanctions against McCoy. According to the official letter of reprimand released by the town following the March 14 council motion, McCoy made a recent attack on staff and untrue statements made by them on social media, prompting a code of conduct review. Your statement on social media that council was not allowed to attend ... the Pathways public engagement sessions and that you were not aware they were happening, and that they were all done secretly. And further, your assertion that administration was keeping council out of their important role of public engagement, were all misleading and disparaging statement and cast unfair aspersion on our SAO and town staff, the letter of reprimand states. These statements serve to undermine public confidence in administration and council, and are therefore extremely harmful to the town and the community. The specific sanctions imposed on McCoy included removing her from all committees, boards and any other external appointments by council, including all further professional development opportunities or from attending any municipal conferences or functions. McCoy's removal from committees and board will remain in effect until at least the October organizational meeting, according to the letter of reprimand.